Well, thanks, Ruben, for taking time out to chat to Old Boys Podcast. It's the Thursday before the season opener against Winton on Saturday. As you enter your first league campaign as senior coach, tell us how you're feeling.
Yeah, hi, Frank. Feeling really good, actually. We've got a great bunch of guys. They've been training really hard, and I think they're fizzing for the season ahead. Pre-season's been a real learning curve, but I'm looking forward to the match this weekend against Winton. We beat Winton during pre-season, but I'm not convinced either team were at their best. So look, we'll be working hard to get the result.
You've worked your way up through the coaching grades over the past 3 or 4 years. I believe you started off with the junior ranks, and then you were assistant coach to Louise at the youth academy last season. How have these coaching roles helped you to get you to where you are today?
Look, I think all coaching experience is positive and useful as it gets you used to working with the players and explaining the tactics and strategies and what you're trying to achieve on the field. Probably in the last couple of years coaching, more in the youth level, sort of 15th grade and above, I've really tried to just improve my skills as a coach. So, yeah, I think that'll stand me in good stead.
I believe you've taken that a step further and completed a Level 2 New Zealand football coaching course in Dunedin recently. Tell us why you felt you needed to complete this course and what was the most important thing you've taken away from it?
Yeah, so making the transition from youth coaching to senior coaching, I really just wanted to get some validation from the course that what I was doing was correct for an older age group. So at the time of the course, we basically just finished pre-season. So it was good to test out some of the drills I'd been running with the coaching group on the course and getting feedback. So I think in terms of the key learnings from the course, I think it's really all about planning your sessions. So planning should start with an evaluation of a match situation. Identifying a problem area and then planning a session that resolves that. And then finally, you have to evaluate how your session went to work out whether you could enhance it and make sure it met its goals. And I'd also say communication with the players. So making sure they understand why you're doing a particular drill at training and what behaviour you're trying to get them to make.
Well, I suppose it goes without saying then that you feel you'll benefit from this course during the year as a coach of Donald Gray team?
Yeah, I've definitely got plenty of ideas that I've come away with that I'll look to slowly start implementing over the coming weeks.
As we know, Old Boys have been hugely successful over the past 10 years, and a lot of this is down to the success of our junior program. However, another huge factor is the succession planning when it comes to coaching the Donald Gray and Division 1 teams. Do you see yourself as the Donald Gray coach for the next 2 to 3 years?
Wow, that's a tough one. On the spot. Look, I think the results may play a part in my longevity as coach of the top team. This is the best team in town, best club in town, and we've come to expect results from our top team over the last few years. And look, I didn't necessarily see myself taking on the role at this time. I still felt like I had something to offer as a player at the top level. But now that we've started, I'm really enjoying it. So, yeah, we'll see what the future brings.
All right, well, let's get into the football side of things. Can you please summarise the pre-season competition and how it has prepared your team for the league campaign?
Look, complete lack of consistency. I don't think we fielded the same team any of the 3 weeks, and that really showed up in the tougher matches against Gore and Park. That said, some of the Div 1 guys got some good experience and got some good minutes, and we know we'll be able to use them again later in the campaign when required. The 2 losses were against strong teams, and we'll be better off for having played them rather than easy teams. And look, we know we've got guys coming back into the team from injury and such like, so we feel we'll have a lot more to offer the next time we play those teams.
Can you give us a bit of background on the team? Is it a group of experienced people, or have you managed to get rid of some of the older brigade and got the younger guys in who have been really successful in the junior grades to take the club forward?
Yeah, I'd definitely say it's a mixture. So we've had a few guys move into the Southland team. a couple of guys leave the region and a retirement from Jeremy Dix. So we had plenty of gaps to fill. And look, we've got several younger guys from last year's successful Division 1 team making the step up. I wouldn't say everything's 100% clicking yet, but we've got a good team spirit and we know what we need to work on.
Well, that was news. I didn't realise Jeremy retired. I just thought he was dropped. How has training been going? In particular, have you had good turnouts, and how have you incorporated the Division 1 squad in to your trainings?
Yeah, look, pretty happy with how training's going. We're training Tuesdays and Thursdays, basically since the end of January, so it's been pretty long pre-season this year, probably 11 or 12 weeks. I'd like to think the guys are fit now, but Donald Gray and Div 1 have been training together, and the numbers basically range from 16 to 28 on any given night. Most players can train twice a week, which is required at this level, but others are just once a week.
Very good. Now, you may not be able to share this with the Old Boys podcast, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Who is going to captain the team this year, and why has he been chosen?
Grant Yorkstone and I, who's the assistant coach, have been... We spoke about this some weeks ago, and I don't think our thinking's changed at all. So we'll be continuing with Hamish Lowe as captain in 2017. Hamish was the captain last year, and he's a wise head. He's got plenty of experience, and he reads the game well from the back of the park. I think most importantly, he's a player that everyone respects. I think within the group there'll be a couple of other guys that really have figurehead roles as well in terms of the experience they bring and also the the ability to motivate the rest of the players.
I can't disagree with your appointment of Hamish Lowe as captain. He's a proven performer and, yeah, not a shock at all. As a supporter, what should I expect when I come to watch the team this year?
We've got an exciting new attacking lineup. We've had Ben Clixby and Jordan Peepee playing up front. Money Singh joining the fray again. So I'd like to say supporters will see plenty of goals this year.
Oh, look forward to it. Can you let us fill us in on how the Southland team has affected the squad makeup? You mentioned earlier that you've lost a few players to that. Has there been much disruption overall?
Yeah, look, we had three guys with the Southland team, plus club members James Tucker and Bob Cox as well, so five in total. It's always tough to find a replacement for someone like Attain Haley. He was twice Golden Boot in the last 2 years. But their unavailability gives opportunities to other players, which I spoke about earlier. So certainly we'll welcome those guys back when it comes to Chatham Cup time later in the year.
Yeah, there is some big names missing there, and Attain, he is a big shoes to fill in the striker's role. Has he ever got Player of the Year? I don't think he has. Has he ever got Southland Player of the Year?
As good as he is. I don't know if he's that good.
I don't know. He has to work on a few things. What are Old Boys doing to support the Southland team's adventure into the Southern League?
As a club, Old Boys was very supportive of the concept. Despite knowing that we would likely lose many of our players as the city's largest and most successful club. I'll look forward to getting along to watch some of their matches when our schedule allows, and I certainly hope to see some of their players back in our club rooms after a match too.
Yeah, they're looking quite good. Went to see them the other night. Looking at the list of teams in Donald Gray this year, it looks like a really competitive league. Who do you see are the main contenders for the title?
Going on the pre-season results, I think Gore and Queen's Park will be right up there. We've got Winton back in the grade this year, so they might be the surprise package that throws up some funny results. And you can't write off the younger side down at Southend there, but it's a relatively long season this year, and I think we've got the depth in our squads that should see us delivering when other teams start to struggle with injuries and absences, etc. So, definitely us.
Good to hear. It's got to be tight, all right. Come September, what is the main thing you will want to have achieved from the season? if I'm to meet you again in September, what will you hope to reflect on?
Yeah, look, obviously we'll have wanted to have won the league. As head coach, you're always looking for improvement from the players, and good quality performances. So as long as the players know themselves, and as long as I know that they've given it their all, I guess you've got to be happy with that. Having a good run in the Chatham Cup's always fun, especially if you get some away fixtures. And this year, the Charity Cup's embedded within the midweek games during the season, so at times we'll need to switch focus to that. But I expect us to make the final as a minimum.
Cool. Well, that pretty much covers everything for now, Ruben. I look forward to chatting with you throughout the season, and good luck for Saturday and for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Frank. I'll just get in a quick thanks to the club for giving me the opportunity to go on that coaching course, and I'll just give a shout out to all the boys. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, Ruben.